I got the heebie-jeebies early in the morning, got the shaky knees, feels calm and cooling when I feel that blood running through my veins, right down from my toes to my belly and brain. Gotta shake myself, jump up in the shower, gotta fix my health. How many hours did I spend last night with the whiskey neat in a really big zone on the floor until I lost the beat? And now I'm incomplete, heebie-jeebies. Get a cardiac arrest every minute, gotta jump right out the shit cause I'm in it. My mouth goes dry when I try to speak, it's my mind in charge and it's blowing my beats out. Heaven help, help me recover. Get a call from telling I don't know the brother. We met last night about 10 to 3, put the world to rights in a minute on an empty street. And now I'm incomplete, EBBGB. It depends, because I know sometimes that you gotta release. And I'll be feeling much better when I realize life is sweet. I think we all agree, you gotta have a good time.
Highlight for me, really, because being a fan of the Rifles for since I was about 15 now, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here, so cheers for joining us, lads.
Thanks for having us.
I've got to say, the new tunes I've heard, well, I think every tune you bring out is quality in every album, and I'm not saying that because you sat here. I've been a fan, do you know what I mean? And Heebie Jeebies, Minute Mile, I think they're absolutely quality tunes, and this is a return to with Grant and Rob. Where have they been, and how come they're back? And it's good to have them back, because you were doing a bit of a Paul McCartney role sometimes on the bass,
weren't
you?
Playing the bass. Like, I like playing the bass at home and that when we're sort of writing and stuff, but it's very restricting, I find, playing the bass, because you've got to stand there like a bit of a plum. Paul McCartney can obviously pull it off, but I'm just like,
we give it the head shake like McCartney.
Well, you can't do much else, but it's like what I'm like one note. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's about all I can do and sing at the same time. I never really mastered that, playing riffs and
so
singing.
How come you went on the bass then for a bit?
Think why it was a
You've
bad
always
idea.
Liked playing bass. I think you fancied it.
Yeah,
at
I fancied
time.
It at the time, and then
and then realised
it required a bit too much effort to sort of really nail the bass lines and sing at the same time. So yeah, I went down the root note route. But yeah, no, I just didn't enjoy it as much. You can't sort of hit it like you can on guitar, you know, and get into the, especially live,
into the groove and that.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Into the groove. Yeah, it's a good tune.
Yeah. So where have Rob and Grant been then? I'm happy to see him back myself.
Yeah, no, totally. So are we.
I've been at work.
Yeah.
Getting proper job.
Yeah, I've been grafting.
Yeah.
It's kind of what had to be done.
Well, about now out there, so.
Rob's just had a little baby 2 weeks ago with his missus. So like, yeah, it's just nice to get back.
Just have him back.
Yeah, it's really good.
Don't try and fix something that's broken,
it's
all back
to it.
So how are the songs crafted then? Is it lyrics first, melody?
Lyrics last, usually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a few different ways. Some just get right at home, do you know what I mean? Mm. And then pretty much sort of established there. Some are like, we have like, I had just jams and that, don't we, in the practice room, and sort of develop a basic structure of a tune, do you know what I mean? And then sort of write lyrics over the top of that.
Hey, somebody
whatever way works, really. Like, it's not
somebody will ponder over something for quite a while, or if you think if it feels good, like, just go for it. Like you say, if you make having it a jam and it's all spontaneous, if you think, wow, you got a feeling in the room, do you think, well, that first take, bang, that's all sorted, is that a tune?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the songs on this album, you know, like Minute Mile and that, it was just kind of come together pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
A few of them.
It usually dictates, doesn't it, the music, where to sort of, what it should be about or something, like a mood more.
Well,
once you get a mood in your head, it's easier for you to write to, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, once I sort of know what it's about, it's
good. Didn't you write the general about Mike Tyson, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that because I was watching your tour. You when you're recording for the second album, you did like a little docky, didn't you? Like filming you about, and I saw that.
Yeah.
So you crafting, someone was filming you from behind and you're working on that in the front room or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't really do that. No, I went to like an evening with Mike Tyson, basically. around my way, and it was just sort of like, you know,
oh, the mate had fallen.
Yeah, and it seemed a bit sad, do you know what I mean? Mm. Someone like that, famous, and he's probably one of the most famous people in the world at one point, wasn't he? Was sort of like
in Essex,
in Debden, talking to a load of trunks, do you know what I mean? About
how people offered him into car parts, and he's still got it.
Yeah, I mean, he looks pretty. Yeah, I still probably wouldn't want to fight him.
Nah, you'd never want to fight Mike Tyson.
Do you know when a song's finished then? Or does it need someone to say, right, lads, this is it, you've finished it now? Or do you keep ploughing away and chipping
it
away?
I just think we kind of, you know, we do, you know what I mean, go backwards and forwards a little bit, don't we, on things, and it just gets to the point where I just think, you know, you've got to be a bit realistic about it. You're gone forever, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's usually like the mixing side, you know, when you've done the song and then you're trying to get the recording of it right. Usually, like, the actual song, the parts, the main parts, they're quite fast and they're quite easy to get sorted. But then in the mixing, there's so many different things you can do.
Yeah,
you know?
We're talking about recording. What do you prefer? Do you prefer recording or do you prefer playing live? Or do you prefer writing?
Writing and recording, I would see as the same sort of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when we do write, a lot of it's done at home on, you know, in a computer or whatnot, so you're actually recording as you're going along, do you know what I mean? So I would class that as the same thing. I prefer recording than playing live, but it's not that I don't like playing live, it's the other sort of 23 hours in the day of, you know,
travelling about, setting up, sound checking, and all
that. That's hard work, I think.
Yeah.
The gigs are always, if you could just sort of teleport yourself to a gig every night, it'd be brilliant. That's not happening, is it?
Nah.
So where's the inspiration come behind the music and the lyrics then? Because we've talked about the general there, Mike Tyson's autobiography, and it's a very British sounding and something that you stuck to your roots all the way through, I think. So do you need to be in a certain headspace to write lyrics, Joel, or do you need to feel a certain way? Because there's something that I saw with Weller before that he wrote That's Entertainment in 15 minutes after being on the lash.
Yeah, it's like what Luke was saying. I think once I know what it's about, you know what I mean, I've got a sort of strong melody in my head, it doesn't take long to write. It's sometimes it can take a long time to get that spark, do you know what I mean? So I don't doubt it was wrote in 15 minutes, because there's definitely been tunes that, like EBGB's pretty much, do you know what I mean? It was a song that Luke had done, but there was a type, sort of a different theme to it, weren't there?
It's more like roots, like more American sounding, wasn't it? Bluesy sort of thing.
And I just thought I'd give it a go of writing something that don't really sort of like go with that sort of sound.
But
the melody was already sort of mapped out, do you know what I mean? So I was just trying to fit words in, you know what I mean? There's quite a lot of words in, but it didn't take long at all to do it.
We wrote a song and then you go out gigging and you see how much these lyrics and that mean to people, because you see White's Arise, people screaming, I'll be one of them tonight, and they mean so much to people. Do you kind of think after you've wrote it and then you play it thinking, yeah, I've done all right here, like this is all worth it?
I don't really think about that. I don't know, it's weird. It just looks nice, isn't it? When you've got a support like that behind you, it's just, you know, it's an absolute privilege to be able to go and do it, you know what I mean? I don't really think like we've created that, really, do I?
No,
I don't think we're just that kind of person, but I mean, we have, but
it just feels like you're on the same level together or something, you know, like when you get drunk with your mates or something and you just get on the same page, don't you? That's what it just feels like, a big sort of everyone in the room just feels they're on the same level and you're all having a good time, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So do you write for yourself then, and you think then if people get it, they get it, and if they don't, then fair enough? But do you don't write lyrics, do you think, oh, this will be good when we're playing?
Yeah, I think we kind of just write, you know, I think we're just trying to make the song good first and foremost, not really thinking about anything else. It's just about if the song sounds good and if this suits that or whatever, then that's the most important thing when you're writing.
Yeah.
And if other people get it, then that's fortunate, innit? Do you know what I mean? So I suppose that's how your fan base is formed, don't they? And sort of styles of music formed, you know what I mean? There's probably loads of bands that write stuff that are really profound to someone and I wouldn't stand the song, do you know what I mean?
But
everyone's different, isn't they? But it's nice that, yeah, we have got, but it's definitely a kind of a down-to-earth sort of fan base we've got, and the lyrics a lot of the time are kind of everyday type of situations.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably why it attracts that sort of
a lot of people
person,
can relate to
it.
It's like very British and working class, you know what I mean? Everyone can get together on a Saturday night.
It's just writing about what's around us, isn't it? I suppose.
Do you write about things that happen to yourself and stuff like that, or do you make up situations sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, love songs and that, they're kind of, you know.
They write themselves for your beautiful
wife.
They're
kind of not really. What's that?